Well, as most of us know, the city of St. Louis was founded by Pierre Laclede and Auguste Chouteau, February 15, 1764. Many of the anniversary events are around the actual anniversary date, that is the anniversary, the 250th anniversary of the founding of the city of St. Louis. With me in studio is Kate Essig, who today has been talking to the folks at STL 250 about the festivities. What's planned, Kate?
Absolutely. Well, today marked the official kickoff and the announcement of the final plans from STL 250, which is the nonprofit master of ceremonies for next year's celebrations. And they announced a couple of the final details on their signature events. A lot of them, of course, center around the weekend that St. Louis was founded, so February 14th through 17th, but they're also starting as early as January 1st. So Grand Center has an annual event, First Night, here, right in Grand Center. And this year, STL 250 is partnering with them to introduce a little birthday twist to that celebration.
And the birthday twist will be?
There are going to be different events. The name STL 250 is going to be different things. It's going to be kids are going to be invited to celebrate the birthday, not just the birth of the new year, but also this 250th birthday for the city of St. Louis.
And Valentine's Day, coincidentally, really coincides with the founding date, doesn't it?
Of course it does. And this year there's something special planned. There's a Burnin' Love Festival in Forest Park, and that's going to feature, among other things, a 25-foot burning heart that will actually be on flame. Elvis will be coming by, an Elvis impersonator.
The Elvis?
The very Elvis. Pokey Lafarge as well, so a local musician. And something especially interesting, I thought, that was announced today is that there's going to be an engagement ceremony where around 250 couples hopefully will be getting engaged on Art Hill. And that will be setting the world record for largest engagement at one time at one place.
What is all this I've been hearing about cakes of some sort being distributed around the city?
Well, next year, an ongoing feature is going to be the Cakeway to the West, so a cute play on the Gateway to the West. There are going to be 254-foot fiberglass cakes that are decorated by local artists and put at different historic sites around the city of St. Louis. 200 of those are going to be chosen by STL 250, and then the remaining 50 are going to be chosen by people in St. Louis. They actually have the opportunity to vote on what they would like to be designated with one of those awesome cakes.
Well, a fiberglass cake doesn't sound too appetizing to me. What really is going on with the cakes?
The cakes are just to celebrate the birthday. They're going
just
to be
just a birthday cake.
Just a birthday cake. They're not edible. They're fiberglass, so you won't be able to eat them, but you will be able to enjoy the historic site that they're at that are designated by those big cakes.
Okay. Anything else they announced today that we should know?
There's also going to be a reenactment of the founding on the morning that St. Louis was founded. Ambassadors, United States ambassadors for Spain and France, an envoy from Quebec, and the chief of the Osage Indian Nation are all going to be there to help out with this reenactment ceremony.
250 years. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
It certainly does.
Kate Essig, thanks so much for being with us, bringing us up to speed. We'll look forward, starting January 1st, to the gala celebrations that will mark the 250th anniversary. Thank you, Kate. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with Joe Edwards about the St. Louis Walk of Fame and an updated version of a book profiling the 140 inductees. Then we'll find out how local nonprofit organizations are tapping into the Giving Tuesday movement. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.